What's really exciting right now is that we are in the process of installing our new fossil hall.
Curator of fossil marine mammals at the Smithsonian, Nick Pyonson, admittedly has one of the coolest jobs in Washington. He's on the team that reimagined the museum's new 31,000 square foot fossil hall opening next summer.
The scale of what we are setting out to do is easy to communicate, but much different when you see it in person.
As we approach the door to the massive temperature-controlled fossil room, Pyonson extends his badge.
Because it is nearly a quarter of the first floor of the museum.
Unlocking the door where more than 700 of the country's prized prehistoric treasures are stored.
This is like when Willy Wonka opens the chocolate factory.
It's even better.
But Pyonson's passion is not dinosaurs. It's another 50-million-year-old mammal. He just authored the book Spying on Whales, which tells the story behind the underwater giants' evolution, their extreme biology, and the emerging technology available to better understand their habits.
We live in a time of giants. Never before in Earth's history have we had whales this large, and actually mammals this large. These are the largest vertebrates of all time.
Visitors at the Natural History Museum can't help but stare up at the massive whale hovering above them.
We don't have a blue whale hanging from the skylight in the Sont Ocean Hall. We have a right whale. We're called right whales because they were the right whales to hunt. We don't hunt them anymore, but they still haven't recovered from whaling.
Their history with humans is complicated, but just like us, whales are either right or left-handed. They don't have calves until their 20s. They travel as families, and they grow very old. Some make it past 200 years, which scientists can tell based on analyzing their teeth, eyeballs, and sometimes the rings in their ear wax, similar to reading tree rings.
Ancestors of whales once lived on land, and they had legs, weight-bearing legs. They were moving around.
When the fossil hall opens next summer, Pyonson says you'll see the ancestor of a humpback whale, Diorocetus, and the skull of Odobenocetops, a whale with the face of a walrus. But there could be some late additions.
In this collection, there are many fossil whales that have still not been named. We're still discovering more fossil whales. There's one, it's on the floor right over there right now. That's a new species of fossil baleen whale. It's 32 million years old.
See videos and photos behind the scenes of the Smithsonian at WTOP.com. Search whale. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.